Welcome back to Royal Cast. I know it's been a minute. Again, I always promise that I'm gonna come back, but it's like a long holiday for me. So we're back and we're gonna get started because the main topic today is fucking betrayal. Literally betrayal, and we're gonna talk some shit about this. Okay, guys, before I start the whole podcast, I just want to inform you that this is not bullying. This is something raw feelings that are coming out due to a situation that's going on. And I did want to talk about this betrayal because betrayal is one of the things that hurt most than an actual fucking relationship with someone you've been for years. A friendship hurts more than anything else, so this is not bullying. This is just feelings. I wish them, I guess, all the best. Not really, but all the best. And yeah, we're gonna continue this conversation.
Hello.
Go.
Yo.
What up?
It's been a long time. I shouldn't left you without a dope beat. Step two, step
I
two,
cannot
step
with
two,
you.
step two, the step two. Picky, 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 picky.
I cannot with you.
I'm in this bitch.
We could just do this. How my
You'll
phone just
miss
said
me?
sleep on.
I mean, okay.
This is about to be my sleep time. Yo, I sound like a grandma.
So we up. We out here.
This bitch, even though I gotta wake up at 4.
Fuck all that shit. We out here.
How we could you? But what's up? You haven't been on in a minute.
I know. But I'm back, bitch.
I'm
And
weak.
nobody taking my spot. Fuck out of here.
Not even a fake hoe.
Not even a dumb hoe.
You're annoying.
Everybody got me annoyed today.
Wait, what?
Everybody, yo. If you out there and you got kids and they bad as hell, leave them at home, bro. Leave them at home. So if I see them, smacking them.
Yo, I was so annoyed today at work. Like, I literally remember I texted you I was hiding in the bathroom. Yo.
You always hiding in the bathroom, though. So,
First of all, today was
no.
serious. Today was serious.
Look,
This
look,
man
look.
had me leave late. My time is at 2:30. I left at 3 something. I don't got time for this shit. I want to be
Oh, nah.
home. I want to be home. And he's like, we have one more patient. I'm like, you better take care of that patient, not me.
Sounds like the patient wants to see a doctor, not a nurse. Bye.
I gotta go. The
Sound like this patient don't pay my bills.
fuck? Right. Yo, I was so tight. And I have my period, so it's like, fuck. Everyone in this world, in this hot ass motherfucking weather that wanna be bipolar, can suck an ass.
In the day.
Like, how the fuck you hot ass balls one day, but then cold as fuck the next?
I just hate when the weather be sticky.
I hate that weather. And that, listen, this is why when it's summertime, I'm gonna tell y'all a time frame when we gonna hang out. It has to be from 6 o'clock and up, because from literally afternoon 12 to like 5 p.m. is sticky o'clock, and I don't got time for that.
Sticky o'clock, sticky icky o'clock.
Yes, I don't got time for that shit. No.
Be sticking like dough to the cutting board when you ain't put no powder on it.
I'm weak. Like, it's too fucking hot. That day that was 94, yo, when I tell you this man kept turning off the AC, I was dead ass looking at him like, motherfucker,
Who?
it's 94 fucking degrees outside and you over here
Yo,
turning off the fucking.
my coworker. She turned off the fucking air conditioner. And I'm just like, you never thought of turning it up instead of fucking turning it off? Like, make it 70, but don't turn it off.
Okay, I was dead eyes looking at him like, bitch.
You extra bugging the fuck
And the thing
out.
is, I like when you cut like you keep turning on and off the AC, it pulls more light, which makes your bill go up. This man turned it off five to six times, and I'm looking at him like it's 94 fucking balls hot as balls outside, summer hot sticky shit, and you over here trying to like turn it off. Bitch, oh, I was so livid. I opened that refrigerator. You want to fucking waste electric bill on turning in off the AC? I heard you.
I'm gonna melt all your ice cubes.
I opened that shit. He's like, are you okay? I'm like, it's hot. Like,
Are
it's
you
94
okay?
degrees.
Are you okay, bitch? Are you?
You and my
Do
coworker
you
was
need
like,
are you iron deficient? It's hot.
one of my coworkers like, he's from India. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I'm from the Dominican Republic. That bitch is hot.
He's from India. I don't know. Light yourself on fire then, because
Like the fuck,
you said that.
I'm from fucking the Caribbean. Like, come on, it's hot as balls over there. But the difference is, I hate when a Dominican tells me, "Oh, but you don't understand our hot weather, bitch." In DR, you can go under a fucking tree, and you be I. Over here, you still melt like a fucking ice cream. The fuck?
Exactly. It's not the same fucking heat,
Like
bro.
y'all forgot
It's
the
not
buildings
the same.
heat us up. Like literally that fucking shit hit like heats everything up.
I'm
Like we're
sorry,
not good.
your little shack ain't get this hot.
Yo, I was like, If that was just in May, imagine July. Bitch.
Julying.
Julying.
I know you lying.
You lying, I'm gonna be in my motherfucking house in the AC for God of here.
You lying.
Only traveling I'm going to do is my job and my house. Unless I have like a little thing at nighttime, then fine. Because at nighttime it gets breezy, it's cool.
Taking out the trash at night.
Bitch, you get taken out the trash.
At night.
Bitch, we don't take out the trash at night, we take that shit in the morning.
Nah, this is SpongeBob reference.
It is a SpongeBob version, but we do that shit in the morning because at nighttime we don't want to see those ratones. So,
Oh my God, the fucking raccoons
yo,
and the possums.
I never, like, I lived in the city for so long. I never, ever, ever, ever saw a raccoon or a possum in New York City, Harlem. Never in my fucking life.
Let me tell
Until
you,
the other day, yo.
they out here.
They out here in the city. I was like, yo, what is that shit rattling in the fucking trash can? I'm just like, I don't know. I'm like, what the fuck is that? Like, it's just rattling. Yo, when I tell you I saw a raccoon face, I was like, nope, close that motherfucking door. We
The
going back
garbage
upstairs.
pandas. Garbage pandas.
Yeah, the wild garbage pandas. The fuck?
They cute though.
They cute and they're not like that vicious, unlike the possums.
No, actually, possums aren't vicious.
Some of them are.
The raccoons are vicious.
Yeah, I
Because
don't
the raccoon will attack you and your dog. But the possum, he'll just go and then run away. Or play dead.
They play dead. Are they a
They
fucking
play dead.
dog?
They literally play dead because if they're already dead, then you won't still need to attack them.
I don't give a fuck. That bitch better get on my shit. That's why we do this shit in the morning.
Anyway, speaking of garbage, is there anything you want to talk about?
What are we gonna talk about? Let me stop.
Speaking
Betrayal
of garbage,
bitches.
speaking of garbage,
Betrayal bitches and hoes.
bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks.
Yes, they are. But they're gonna get played too. We really are. Someone's petty.
Petty Patty.
I'm very petty. Like the things in my head that I'm doing is just like, Just smile.
Sir, is there anything that you want to talk about in
I literally
particular?
I literally
know.
just said betrayal holes.
I know. But let's get into it.
What should we get into now? Like,
speak your truth. Speak your truth.
Bitches ain't hoes. Can suck a dick. One living queen and one living New Jersey. Just saying.
Doesn't she work in Bronx or some shit?
She said she worked in the Bronx. Which I don't know if it's true. Because at this point, I don't even know what the fuck is true or not. What she told me.
Who told you that they used to work in Bronx?
She did.
My she?
Who?
The one that lives over here in Jersey?
Yep.
Yeah, she did. She did. At one point.
Okay, but the other thing that I told you, I don't want to say it because I don't know if it's true or not, because right now I don't believe shit about her, but if it is true, I don't want to be like, oh shit. About that thing that I text you. About that picture that she told me to do because of that thing that, you know.
So, the doctor told her. So, the doctor told her that she was never pregnant. It was like a phantom pregnancy, which can happen.
It's like that your can body happen.
The body has all the hormones for it to show that you are pregnant, but like upon checking, you were never actually pregnant.
Well, she told me she lost a child.
She feels like she did, but there was no actual miscarriage or anything.
Well, that's not what she told me. Hence why she wanted me to draw the picture.
She never had a kid.
Listen, I'm just relying on the message of what she's been telling me. Don't shoot the messenger.
I ain't shooting shit.
But shoot the hoe. These bitches are from the streets. And they belong in the streets.
Beat down.
Right. What's now, my ex, that hoe. That motherfucking hoe.
And I don't know, because people are going to be listening to this and be like, what the fuck are they talking about?
Well, true. We just hear ranting, like, we shooting shit without no fucking context.
Okay, so. You want to clarify what we're talking about?
I just laugh at this point whenever we talk about this shit.
All right, guys. So, recently, like really recent, we had someone who actually was featured in a few of our podcasts. Actually, you know, turn fake on us. You know, and
huge fate,
like huge, like betrayal, like make you wanna stop being friends with everybody.
How the fuck you gonna lie to my face, knowing the fact that I got the same damn flowers from the same damn company, bitch? And you think you special? Yo, like the fuck,
yo?
I was not stupid.
Okay, so tell me why this girl was like, "Oh, I'm getting flowers from somebody, and I don't know who." She don't know who,
but I got the same ones every fucking time this my ex gave it to me. Okay.
Hold on. Here comes the fire.
She said here comes the fire.
They're gonna fucking they're gonna shoot all the water for these thirsty ass bitches.
That's a true thing.
I just don't okay, so this person went and instead of finding a random ass person, because there's like billions of people on this earth, decided that she was gonna go fuck around with Kat's ex. Out of all the people in the world,
all of them, all billions of people in the fucking world. And then hide it. And then lie to us.
About it. Like,
Just confused.
I'm confused too. Like, you could have found anybody else in the world. You could have talked to any guy or girl you wanted to, especially after the fact that this girl literally got cheated on. She got cheated on, and then that guy left her for the girl that he cheated on her with. And then you want to cry all over the fucking floor, have like public breakdowns and shit. You can't even fucking eat or sleep. And then you want to turn around, and instead of like fucking just getting over it, you want to get over it by talking to someone else's ex, who you know that you gave him fucking advice on their fucking relationship,
and you knew how I felt. That's my thing that kept bothering
me. She knew the whole situation.
And my thing is that when we were still talking, like in the group chat and everything, she was always like, "Oh, you know, you should get over my ex. I'm not gonna say name until later. Yeah, you should get over them. Like, it's not." They're not good for you, that you deserve better and all this shit. Just telling me all this shit, which I kind of still found it sus. That's why I was just like, okay, why is this bitch telling me this? First of all, clue one, flowers that look like the same ones that I always receive from my ex. Okay. I went on my detective mode, and I went to the same company that I got the flowers. I asked her, hey, did you get the flowers from, there was like flowers, some 1-800 flowers something. She said, oh, yeah, it's in a purple box. I was like, dumb bitch, you just gave me everything. I thought I wasn't really writing to her. Unless we was writing in the group chat. But my thing that confirmed me 110%. When I saw that post, I didn't tell her anything. At all. I didn't tell her shit. I literally deleted her, I think I blocked her from phone, and I left her on Instagram just to see what she would do. And she already confirmed to me because she blocked me on everything else, so.
That's crazy. So she then blocked us from seeing it on all of your main accounts, but she forgot to block it on your vlog account.
And then I didn't say shit. I didn't even text. I didn't be like, yo, what's up with this? Da-da-da. She confirmed it to me 110% because you blocked me. Like,
she blocked you after she saw that you...
She blocked her. Me. Like, literally, when I woke up and you were, like, trying to conversate with me and I was not trying to conversate with no one, I went on there. And from all the accounts, she blocked me. I didn't block her at all.
You blocked
me? Yeah, she blocked me.
Like you guys weren't friends on it at all?
Yep.
What?
I can't That's even crazy. I couldn't even see her shit after that. I was like, oh, heard you. How Already confirmed it.
That's crazy. You know what's so crazy? It's just that like you saw that she saw that you saw her fucking post and was like, all right, I guess I'm gonna block you on everything.
Didn't comment, so didn't say
anything. Hey, bitch, do it for me, because I wasn't gonna talk to you ever again anyway.
I blocked her on phone call, period.
I blocked her everywhere, like, everywhere.
And that's some funny shit, because I wasn't even on Facebook. I had her on Facebook, but I was never on Facebook until the other day. I checked Facebook. She was nowhere to be found. So I'm like, oh, so you took the time out to take me off of everything. You just confirmed what I already knew. Thank you.
That's crazy. I blocked her on everything. She didn't block me.
Because she knew. She knows... I'm a bark on that ass. Like, she knows. My thing is, I'm petty too, baby girl. But you don't know my pettiness.
Yeah, she in for a rude fucking awakening.
Oh, both of them are. Because what I got plans is a whole list. whole goddamn list. And for my ex, eat some shit. For your stupid ass, ugly ass dog.
Yo, that dog, bro. Yo, I keep showing it to like my friends, bro, and we be fucking laughing, bro. What's wrong with that dog, bro? Hold
Yo.
on, I have questions. Does that dog have lips? Like, what? Yo, okay. I have another question. You ever watch Full Metal Alchemist?
Yes, I have.
You remember like the first like few episodes? Remember when that guy fused his fucking dog and daughter together to make it homunculi?
I remember that.
Yes, this is exactly what that fucking dog looks
It
like.
looks worse. That dog looks worse.
No, bro, that dog, yo, it's crazy. It's like, because the
It's
more you stare at it, the
like.
more shit that you find wrong with it. Like, who did this to
And
you?
my thing is like, like you thought I was not gonna like know the dog or know my ex's, feet. Someone that I've been on and off of for like 9 years. Almost, well,
Yo,
10 years.
look, I know I'm not skinny, and I'm gonna start there. I know I'm gonna start there, right?
Oh,
But I
God.
showed my sister that picture, and she said, "Damn, that bitch's thighs is busting through them fucking jeans. Them shits was distressed for real."
Oh, melodies?
Yes.
I don't give a fuck
Yo,
anymore.
that's what my sister said. She's like, "Damn." I
I like
was
those jeans, I'm
like,
not gonna lie, but damn it, they were tight.
they were busting. I was like, damn, sorry. That's crazy.
Listen, all I know. I hope my saliva tastes good, baby girl. I'm just saying.
She and then she, how the fuck you gonna put that song, Lo Estudio, on that shit? Like,
Yeah, and this is my the thing that got me so pissed even more, because before I think yeah I blocked my ex on regular like message and shit, but on WhatsApp I still saw her fucking story, which I think she didn't know, and it said La Final, and then you have that song on the post. I ain't stupid. Clearly ain't stupid.
what song? The same song?
Is a song is a part the part of the song that she posted that says El Final. And on her name, that text message that she put on her WhatsApp story shit says El Final with her name on it. Like what her name's supposed to be. And she was speaking Dominican slang, so my ex don't know that much.
Fuck off, bitches. Hello, hello. I'm in this bitch one more game.
I'm be with you, bitch. What
What
was you saying
happened?
after I got interrupted by a phone call?
Oh, a whole ass phone call.
I'm talking about.
I was saying. Oh. No, you were saying how they gonna get theirs.
Oh, I was just
Both
saying
of
they
them.
stupid.
Oh, they really stole.
I'm like, how you not gonna think that I don't know, like. Ain't that stupid?
Yeah, so I'm still following and friends with on Facebook the girl that her ex left her for. They be posting up pictures all the time together.
Well, she used to cry on the phone because of that.
Yeah.
Yo, let's not start this fucking fireworks shit. It's not even fucking July yet.
It is June 3rd at that.
I don't give a fuck. Like, it's really not that time to be doing all that. I gotta go to sleep and y'all be doing this shit mad late for what? And this little girl saying, Yeah, you better go to sleep. The fuck? Huh? Are you fucking kidding me right now?
Yo, I was looking at this dress and I looked at the fucking reviews and someone said, this makes me look like an obese cupcake. So I was like, damn, I'm not getting this dress.
That was just out of nowhere.
An obese cupcake is a muffin.
I cannot. That's just hilarious. No. But the shit I got planned is very revengeful.
I'm gonna just say nobody. I can't. Like.
You what?
I said I ain't got shit to say to nobody no more. Like, that's it. Like, I said what I had to say. Like, you fucked up.
Over who that's gonna do the same shit she did with me. Bitch, you ain't special.
I really feel as though your ex did that just to make you jealous.
And why do you feel like that?
I feel that way because she's extra petty. And I remember the times that, like you guys were together and you guys would have the arguments. Remember that one time, like, she fucking called me?
Mm-hmm.
There was a time that, like, she called me and she was talking about, like, how she was mad at you and how... She was talking about how you were saying how it's your way or the highway or whatever the fuck. And she was just like, I told Catherine, what is she saying? That like if she breaks up with me, I'm on my whole shit or blah, blah, blah. Like, my friends still be calling me to
she
go
be
out
telling me shit. She be telling me that all the time, like, okay, go ahead. It's like she's saying shit so many times
She said that, right? But I feel like she's also petty because she wants you to care.
Listen, I've been with this hoe 9-10 years on and off. I know her like the back of my hand. She thinks I don't know her, but I fucking do know her. It's like she repeats shit and says stupid shit, and I'm just like, alright, go ahead. Like, you know when someone tells you multiple times they're gonna do something, they're gonna do it just to get you, like, to poke at you, and you're like at the point like, I ain't do it then. I don't give a fuck. That's how I feel. Like,
do it, bitch. Do it.
That's how I feel. Because it's like always on repeat, oh, it's your way. I don't say shit. I just stay here. But then she blames me for this shit. Oh, it's your way or no way. This is why we can't talk. And I'm like, okay, I guess, whatever. I don't give a fuck. I'm tired of fighting it. And that's how it is. And my thing is, it all started, like, I kind of felt a little bit different since that three-way call. Was it a three-way call? No. We did, like, a group chat. It was me, her, my ex, and Andrew. We was all chilling. And I think, who was it? I got pissed off something at work. And I was just like, I don't talk about it, whatever. I'm mad. And she kept poking me. Oh, she'll be fine. She'll be alright. Whatever, whatever.
Who'll be fine?
That's what my ex said.
About who?
About me being pissed. And that's the thing that gets me. When she's pissed, oh, you gotta baby me, all this shit, you gotta. But when I'm pissed, it's like, oh, she'll get over it, fuck it, whatever. And keeps poking. And I'm just like, how the fuck do you expect me to react to you? I'm gonna curse you the fuck out. That's what I'm gonna do. So, the first, who was the first? Melanie was the first person to actually, like, I give her credit for that. She actually was the first person to be like, yo, you good? Like, you wasn't good in the fucking text messages. I was like, it's whatever. Move it along. Don't want to talk about it. Then she calls me. After the fact, me and Melanie spoke. She calls me, oh, you all right? With a whole attitude, like my anger was at her. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck this shit. I don't want to talk right now.
Right.
Oh, but when you want to fucking talk, then you can talk to her. With a whole attitude, mind you, I'm like, I don't want to talk right now. Not to you. Hung up the phone. Then she writes me a whole fucking paragraph. Oh, this is what I'm talking about because we good one day and we bad the other day. You antagonize me, my guy. Like, if you would have just said, oh, you good? What's up? Not like, she be I. And then you complain why I'm the way I am. But you don't see your actions. But then say, it's my way or not, or no way. How does that make sense? Like, let me know. Does that
I
make any
don't
sense?
know.
It doesn't make sense, right?
I don't think it makes sense.
Exactly my point. But she's not getting that inside her head. So, she's starting to be fishy and says, we didn't even say a word. She's like, I want my space. I heard you. Block real quick. We didn't say.
All of a sudden she needs space, right?
Yep, all of a sudden.
And then Mel stops fucking being available.
And you kept saying, oh, why is she not available? Why is she not type? And she would text me, but I think she would only text me just to not make it hot.
Yeah, you see, like, she would text you, but she stopped texting me.
And she would
That's
text
why.
me and call me.
Remember, I used to be like,
And we would be on the phone for hours. Which. I'm not saying this, but I think she didn't want to speak to you because you kept repeating the same shit with Mr. X of yours.
Richard, you can say his name, it's not like you fucking listen to this shit.
Okay. But it was like she got frustrated because we kept telling you certain things that you needed to focus on, but she was just like, oh, I miss him and all this. And she got frustrated. I think we all did get frustrated, but you needed to learn your own way.
Okay, that's
Because we love
crazy.
you.
And she needs to stop looking at her ex's fucking things and losing sleep over it, but no one's fucking judging her.
Listen, that's what she
That's
would tell me.
crazy. That's crazy.
That's what she would tell me. I
You
would get
want peace?
frustrated because
Yeah, let me focus on something else
I would
so
get
that
frustrated because I wanted to
so she
fucking
could
shake the shit out
go.
of you, like, bitch,
I know, but
get
like
over here.
no one be getting on her when she be fucking crying and shit,
See,
crying a
she never
fucking
told me
whole
about her
ocean.
situation with crying and all this. She never told me.
She
She
used
just
to
said,
cry. Oh my God, one time like
girl, your friend,
She was feeling
Jameson.
like she was, yo, she was feeling like shit. Like, me and Richard went to scoop her up and, like, we took her to fucking, Kmart, not Kmart, Target. And we hung out with her. We were like, yo, you want something to eat? Like, did we get something to eat? She didn't even want to be out in public and shit. She was like, shaking and shit and having a nervous breakdown. She's having a panic attack. All that just to turn around and do some shady ass shit.
Listen.
But I have to stop talking about my ex. She was number one to talk about her ex all the fucking time. But I was there for her through it. Not complaining.
Listen, I don't know why she... I don't know. I was not gonna be in that. I was just like, oh, okay. But I didn't think she would stop texting you because of that.
Oh, well. And I was tired of fucking hearing her fucking crying and me telling her the same thing. All she kept on doing was keep on fucking texting her ex and crying.
Your friend. Ex-friend.
Ex-friend. Yeah, definitely. We're not friends no more. Not after the shit she be pulling.
With the lies.
And the portrayal and the deceit.
Hypocrisy.
It really is. Like, you cried and you were like, how can someone do that knowing that I was dating him? And like, I even asked her and she was assuring me that nothing was going on. This is what the girl was doing, assuring her that nothing was going on.
So the same and thing then, that she did.
Yeah, assuring her that nothing was going on and then turned around and was like in a whole ass relationship.
And that's a funny shit because she would literally, I would ask her, she's like, nah, and I'm like, oh, yeah, because you know I go big on trust. If you fuck with trust, with my trust, that's it. You're done. You won't be on my end game list. She'd be like, yeah, you're right. I understand that.
Cool.
That was Mel.
Stupid.
Like, I ain't stupid. I got peoples watching everywhere. You just don't know. I got details. I know where y'all is. Y'all ain't that low. Like, come on. And especially, I ain't that damn stupid. Like, you must really be that stupid. I thank the God that I have a fucking Instagram that nobody knows about. Because, bitch, But if I tell this bitch to come back, she will come back.
Who are you talking about? You talking about your ex?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy, because that's not, according to Mel, I don't think that's, what is it? She thinks that Ryan won't come straight back to you if you fucking asked her to.
Then if that was the case, while we were on and off for 9 years. And every single time we broke up, who would find me again? I.
Mel's gonna be left real stupid.
She really is.
She thinks that, like, she's not gonna get played out, too. Like, your girl's a fucking whore. Like, you don't think she's gonna try to find someone else?
Listen. Max. I will see her very soon. Very, very soon. I'm gonna just leave it at that.
In person?
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
Yeah, because she's gonna show up at your house.
Who?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I got something planned. Like I said, you won't be petty. I'm 10 times more petty than her. Like, if she really trying to get me to be mad, girl, please, you need to do more than that. Now, Mel,
she could suck some ass. But it's kind of cute how you block me because, you know, I'm just going to curse you the fuck out.
That's crazy. Like, she was quick to fucking block you. Mm-hmm. Why not fucking woman up? What happened? Mm-hmm. Guess all that fat shit your fucking coworkers was doing rubbed off on you.
Kinda cute.
She used to tell me when she was working in the Bronx at that agency, she's like, oh, my coworker's talking to a married man. I'm just like, I guess
that's some funny shit is because she was talking to a girl that wasn't broken up with yet.
Who, your ex?
I told you, we didn't break up.
Oh, I thought you were talking about another person. I'm just like, damn.
No. I'm saying we really didn't break up. Like I told you, we never broke up. We never said we are breaking up with each other, period. You wanted space? I gave you space. But did it actually come out of our mouths? Not really. She never said she wanted a break up. She never said nothing. She wanted a break. She said, we'll talk. Blocked her ass. That's about it. To me, if you don't physically tell me we're broken up, we're really not broken up. But oh well. So, Miss Mel, I don't know how to say it, kind of broke us up. Mm. But it's alright. And the funny thing is, how they both mouth, I say bad mouth. Well, most of my ex bad mouths all of my friends. First of all, she said she never liked my friends. My friends are annoying. That's why she's quiet on the phone with my friends.
That's crazy because she spent a lot of time trying to talk, like have conversations with me and be buddy buddy with me.
Yeah. So she said all of that. And what was that? Oh, she would tell me, oh, when you're hanging out with your friends, I don't want to hang out with your friends because your friends are annoying. But it's kind of funny how also Melanie would badmouth my ex. Saying, oh, you don't deserve, she doesn't deserve you. She's a piece of shit. She is dumb bitch. Da, 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 da. I'm like, oh.
I guess you like dumb bitches. I guess you like pieces of shit.
I guess so, too.
Got cheated on by a piece of shit and then picked up another one. You know, runs in a cycle.
That's why karma is coming. I'll tell you what I'm going to do when we get off the podcast.
I can't it's going to be fucking me.
Hey, you're gonna be like, bitch. It's probably gonna happen this weekend, but you know.
I'm just saying. Know.
Oh no, it's gonna be recording. It's most definitely gonna be recording.
That's crazy. I can't wait. Catch that bitch in 4K.
Yo, I just see it in my head, and it's just like the pettiness from what I'm going to do is so fucking amazing. It's gonna be a joy, yo. I can't wait. But yeah, betrayal. You can't trust bitches on these streets. They belong in the streets. You need to stay in these streets.
Don't save her. Ooh. She don't want to be saved. Don't save her. She don't want to be saved. Don't save her. She don't want to be saved.
Captain, save a hoe.
Nope.
Ain't nobody be a save hoe.
You don't save these hoes.
Never. Not in these streets. These bitches like to take people's sloppy seconds. Is that a baby girl? At least I taste nice. I need to stop it.
Jesus Christ. There's so many things that we could fucking say. This is being nice.
It is being nice because what I really do want to say, it would be
too much.
It will probably will be demonetized or taken down or some shit. But you know. You can't trust these bitches.
Yo, let's end this shit right here so you can tell me what the fuck is going on.
Yo, you really want to tell me?
To be continued, bitches. To be continued, because I'm about to figure out what the fuck is going on.
Yeah, you really want to know.
Yo, fuck this podcast, bro.
Yo, we love y'all. We love y'all.
Yeah, we do, but, like, to be continued on the next episode. This shit episode is, of like, Dragon so Ball fresh.
Is like, this bitch said, I'm weak.
On the next episode of Dragon Ball Z, bro.
Yo, this bitch. Yo, it, the thing is literally fresh. This shit was this week. Literally Monday. And I had a fucking perfect ass day on Sunday.
You know what's so funny? It was Memorial Day.
Gotta leave some memories.
Some memories.
Yeah, but my Sunday was perfectly fine. I woke up. Kai texted me, wanted to go to a museum. This motherfucker deadass told me it was gonna be a cute museum. It was a cute museum. But he left out that I have to fucking go up flights of stairs that had like a hill. And I'm just like hyperventilating, like, motherfucker. And that shit is all the way up there. I could have took a cab up there, bitch.
You might as well have went to the gym and gone on the stairmaster.
And it was hot as fuck when I tell you this. Like, I didn't mind the stairs because the stairs are, like, small. The thing is, like, the incline, like, it was literally up a fucking hill. I got a fucking new heart shit. That shit's gonna ask me the fuck out. So, we got there. I was perfectly fine. It was hot as balls, but I'm like, yo, this shit better have, like, some AC, some ventilations or some shit. It was mad nice, though. I'm not going to lie. It was nice. But it was hella disrespectful of how much a fucking unicorn rug from the ancient Romans was. That bitch was so small, and it said $400. I looked at Kai, I'm like, bitch, where the fuck you took me? This is in the Washington Heights. And this shit is $400. That shit is half of the fucking floor. Not even half of the fucking floor. Half of my fucking vanity table. Like a quarter of it. And it's $400.
What the fuck is it made out of? A unicorn?
I don't know, but that shit was horrendous. It was cute unicorn. But my thing is, like, it was so small for $400. Motherfuckers, y'all going through it.
They need to take out some of them zeros.
No, they need to take out a couple of those dollars, like $4, $5. Mm-hmm. Probably $5. It was like that material, $5. But it was a nice castle. It was a cute castle. Everybody was having a little picnic.
Fuck that castle.
Yo, this motherfucker, that has saw a. We had like, they had like a display for plants. This motherfucker almost touched a fucking poisonous plant. I'm like, listen, bitch. I don't work today. I don't got time for your shit. This motherfucker almost touched a fucking poisonous plant. I was about to fucking jump this man. But yeah, my day was wonderful. Beautiful.
I got folded on Tuesday. Or was it Wednesday? It was Tuesday. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't get shown nothing.
I got folded.
This man was trying to figure out what the fuck was wrong with me. And he was some, I don't know what's wrong with him. Something was wrong. Oh yeah, something was wrong with him. Me and him was on the same fucking in sync feelings. I don't know what the fuck is going on. I was feeling some type of way because of the betrayal. Oh, book coming soon.
Coming soon to a podcast near you.
Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Names will be included with nicknames too.
Oh, God.
I'm, like, literally petty. Like, you know how you petty and you, like, go on Facebook and just expose people? Like, there's... I'm exposing the whole wide world. Let's see how you feel about that. Anywho, my Sunday was beautiful. I was watching my Mr. King, Mr. Queen on my Asian network. Having a blast, talking to Kai, chilling, whatever. Something in my soul, literally said, Kat, check that motherfucking song. It was so funny because it says, Melanie has put something on the story. But I kind of found it funny how it didn't say my main accounts. I was like, interesting. I click it. Bam. Picture in 4K. My phone wanted me to see that. God wanted me to see that. God was like, bitch, it's time for you to become petty. Bam. And there we go. And then this bitch, yo, you want to go outside?
No.
You!
Yeah, you want to go outside?
I was like, yo, I didn't want no one to, like, Andrew even came to me, he's like, are you okay? I'm like, leave me the fuck alone. My dad was like, is she okay? She told me to leave her alone, so. I didn't want to talk to no one. I needed to process it first in my head. And punch somebody in the face in my head, you know? I have calmed down. Kai actually calmed me down because I told Kai everything, so.
I'm still waiting on this podcast to end because I want to know what comes up. That's why I'm quiet.
Let's end this shit.
Fuck y'all. I'm trying to hear what's going on.
All right.
Nah, but we love y'all.
We love y'all. Bye, we'll see y'all next time. Bye.
Bye.
I hope you guys enjoy this podcast episode. Yeah, that's the only reason why I've been out for a while. A lot of shit has happened and I'm trying to recollect myself. To be honest with you, I recollected myself already, but it's still like, you know, the stages of fucking, you know, betrayal or any grief or anything. Right now, I'm in like the angry stage that I just don't care what I say no more. But yeah, I do not advise any friendships to be ruined because of someone that, you know, your friend is dating or ex dated. Girl code no matter what. But if your friend, you know, if my thing is like if he was honest with me, straightforward with me, I would have been a little bit more better. But doing it behind my back, that's the other thing. So yeah, that was it. I see you guys in the next episode. I hope you enjoy the raw emotions that came out. Also, Carla was closest to her, so she's also feeling some type of way about it, and also feels she doesn't like it, period. So yeah, I see you guys next time. Don't forget to go ahead and listen to other episodes that have been posted, and I hopefully see you guys next Wednesday. I mostly do Wednesdays at 11 p.m. at night, and a little bit of a sneak peek coming very soon for a certain project that I am almost finished doing and I want to reveal to everyone on the podcast. So yeah, I see you guys next Wednesday. Deuces.